Over the weekend, about 20 people gathered in front of the Minnecashia Criminal Justice Center to protest the death of an inmate that occurred in January. Rachel Cohen reports this group is seeking more answers about the death.
Thomas Ratu died of an overdose in a holding cell at the jail after he was arrested for an outstanding warrant related to a probation violation. On Saturday, family members, friends, and activists organized a small protest in Burley.
The bottom line is, they let the kid die. That's all there is to it.
That's Sam Wilson of Rupert, Thomas Ratu's stepfather. Wilson says the family has received little information about why his stepson's death wasn't prevented. The group held signs that said, "We're Tommy's voice and justice for Tommy."
If they broke the law, fine. They're serving their time. But they're still people. They're still women and men. There's somebody's daughter, somebody's son.
The Twin Falls County Sheriff's Office investigated the January incident and produced a lengthy report detailing the night's events. It found Ratu wasn't checked on for more than 2 hours, even though a jail policy says inmates who are detoxing should be checked on every 15 minutes. A grand jury in Twin Falls did not lead to any charges. The Minnecashia Criminal Justice Center did not respond to a request for comment before our deadline. In Twin Falls, Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.